Don't worry about the phone, I'll worry you get run over.
Oh, fuck me. Where's the car?
Sunday roast, 2 for £13.
Yeah, that's good.
Go backwards down, you've gone past the door.
Oh, bollocks. All right. Oh, folks, we're at the Village Maid tonight. Right. Where's the door? There it is.
I'll be right with you, Darren.
All right. You will. Right, okay. Here we are, folks. We're at the Village Maid, Salts, Me and Zuggles. I'll just pause this for a minute. Right, folks, Ben are sitting at the table. Lauren's just got to sit down. Sitting at a normal table, actually. And I'm on a nice bench seat.
Down, good girl.
Just order drinks. I've just ordered my bottle of Pierce Porter. And Salt is having her J2O. I'll come back in a minute with the menu.
For Amy to come to take the order, okay. Just depending on whichever one's free.
Right.
No props.
So it'll be either me or Amy.
Okay.
Do you know where your drink is?
There it is.
Thank you. There you go.
Almost. Excellent. Thanks, Laura. So I'll just.
Folks, that's bliss.
We have a soup, pea and ham. And we have the pork balls with barbecue sauce and salad. For mains, we have pan-fried sea bass in a garlic butter with a tomato and chive sauce topped with crispy bacon. Mm-hmm. And a beef stroganoff with rice and French bread.
Mm-hmm. What do you put on the French bread? Is it like plain or do you have butter on it or what?
It is plain. I can put butter on it for you. If you wanted butter with it.
Pork balls for me for starters, please. No salad.
Pork balls, no salad,
yeah. Can I have extra balls?
No.
Extra balls. That sounds really
rude.
It does, don't it? You tell him.
Nothing wrong with extra balls.
Pork balls. No salad.
I love my balls. Who's on tonight?
Me and Amy. Oh, do you mean kitchen?
Yeah.
Steve and Patty.
Patty,
yeah.
Is that a new one?
No, she's been here ages. She's like the little sous chef.
Oh.
What would you look, Sultan?
Do you want any of my balls?
Yeah, I'll have the pork balls as well.
Pork balls, do you want your salad with it?
Yes, please.
You've got a very mysterious laugh going on, Darren. Like a little evil laugh. What would you like for your mains?
Yeah, I'm going to have a stroganoff.
Stroganoff?
For me.
Are you sure? Because that's quite creamy. Can you eat that?
Quite what?
Quite creamy.
Yes, it's alright. It's with rice, isn't it?
Yeah, with rice, yeah.
Yeah, no.
Or you can have chips with it if you want.
Oh, God, no.
No?
Rice. Where's rice? And the French bread, I'll butter it.
Yeah, I'll butter it for you.
Has the menu changed?
It still hasn't. I think it's about the first week of July, so it's around the 7th.
Oh, okay. So is the... Oh, God. Chicken in white... Oh, no.
The white wine chicken?
Yeah, is that still on there?
Yeah, we've got that still.
Yeah, I'll have that, please.
Yeah, we're keeping that anyway.
Oh,
we're just changing the name to Chicken Royale.
Really?
Oh, okay. Getting a bit posh.
Oh, okay.
Do you want new potatoes and veg?
Yes, please.
Yeah?
We don't want old ones.
What, old potatoes?
Yeah. Could be out of date.
Yeah, they're all new potatoes. I don't get the name for nothing. So I've got pork balls, no salad, extra balls. and then another pork balls with the salad. And then I have a beef stroganoff, rice and French bread, and a white one chicken, new potatoes and veg.
Yes, please.
Yeah, I'll pop that through for you.
Okay, thank you. Can we top up, please?
Oh, that was quick.
I know.
Oh, you thirsty?
You'll end up with a couple of bottles today.
He will.
You never know. Right then, folks, speak soon.
What's wrong with you today?
Nothing. All right, folks. I've just finished my starters and my second glass of wine. I really enjoyed these pork balls, in all seriousness. I really enjoyed them. They were gorgeous, full of... Well, they had like nice big chunks of pork in them. Lovely pastry. The barbecue sauce was gorgeous, and I had quite a few on my plate, actually, to compensate for the lack of salad, which is good. I absolutely thoroughly enjoyed them. Really did. Don't know what else to say about them, really, apart from that. Oh, went to a Sultan's Finish Terrace and I let her speak about what she had and what she thinks, because she had the salad too. Alright, and I'll speak to you guys in a minute. Alright, folks, Sultan's now finished. So, I shall now hand you over to her, let her talk to you about what she thinks.
They were really nice. They were, I think, done in batter.
Yeah, they were battered.
The pork was nice. It wasn't overly greasy. And I had mine with salad, but that's fine. It just made it taste nicer.
Yeah, but you like salad anyway.
And the barbecue sauce was really nice. Well, bit dip, really.
Mm.
So that was really nice.
Actually,
I like barbecue anyway.
Yeah. Actually, guys, for those of you who are coming up in at the end of July...
What's that? Why are you putting it on there for?
Well, I might just... Does it matter?
Well, it does.
Oh, all right. No, don't worry, guys. I'll send you a WhatsApp about it. I'll send you all a WhatsApp about it. Don't worry. Anything else to say?
Lonker alert.
No, yeah, right, really? Okay. I'm now going to pause this and I'll come back to you later. Bye for now. Alright, folks. I know Sultan's still eating hers, but I'm going to talk about my main course whilst Sultan's eating. I had the beef. Was it beef stroganoff? I can't remember now. Yeah, beef stroganoff.
Yeah.
Ooh. Glass number three gone.
Oh my god. Really?
Yep.
Wow.
Anyway, it was very nice, very creamy. It's lovely, absolutely gorgeous. And unfortunately, I got a bit of my T-shirt, a bit of the creamy sauce, which is a bit of a waste, really. But I'm not going to sit in the pub in here and lick my T-shirt clean. I'm not going to do that, though. Even I would. Because even I wouldn't do that. Nah, even I'm not that bad. I'm uncouth.
Don't know.
Not yet, anyway. Maybe I'm 36.
Oh dear. 3 weeks.
Yeah, mate. Right then.
Not 2 weeks.
Two and a bit.
Oh dear.
15th of July, if anyone wants to buy me a present.
His address is...
Well, if anybody wants to buy me a present, talk to Salts. No, seriously.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, we'll arrange that.
Right, anyway. It was really nice. Had a nice bit of French bread. Which was nicely buttered. And I like this song.
Yeah, but it's not being played how you like it. You would usually turn it up.
Yeah. But there's actually, like, there's got so many versions of this song, actually.
Yeah.
Anyway, so yeah, the strong one off is very nice. Don't know what I'm going to have for after yet, I haven't decided. But I dare say I will have one. I'll come back in a minute and let salts. Whoa, finally fell out my hand into the dinner then. Got what's left of it. I wanted that to happen. Oh, have you finished?
Yeah.
All right, and well, on that note.
Just the drink.
Yeah, mate. No, seriously, on that.
You're about to have your second bottle, or at least a glass out of it.
Mm. Oh, I'll just swig the bottle afterwards. No, seriously. Right, on that note,
I can't fall into the taxi again, because the last time you drank six glasses.
Oh, no.
Six glasses.
Yeah, no, terrible.
Of wine here, you fell in the taxi as we were going home.
Ah, dear. I'm going to try and record it next time, see if that happens again.
That's if it's Neil that takes. No, you did record it.
Did I?
Yeah, that's how people knew, because it was on audio phone.
Oh. Right, anyway. On that note, I'm going to let someone talk about her food now, because she has something different to me.
I had chicken in white wine, and it had like a cheese creamy sauce. So it had Stilton on top, and it had like mushrooms, little bits of mushrooms in it. And that came with...
So basically some money feet that are dirty.
Get lost. And that came with new potatoes. And vegetables. Very nice indeed. I've had it before and I really enjoy it.
And you do. And you're pleased to say it's going to be on the new menu.
Oh yeah, when the village maid gets their new menu.
Which it will have by the time...
On the 7th of July.
Yeah.
Coming out. It will be on there and it will be called Chicken Royale.
That's a young'un. That's a very young'un, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's Kaylee.
Shh. Don't draw attention to yourself. She can over if she can. Isn't
it
impressed?
Yeah, he's only young.
I'm taking the mic.
He's probably thinking, I want to go back to bed.
It's alright, I was going to say something worse than that.
That's it. Hi, Kaylee.
Shh. Stop.
I'll show that. Hi.
No, don't draw attention to us.
Hi, Darren.
All right.
He's got such a loud call. Darren has a mate. No, Zara, sit down.
How you doing?
No, thank you.
You can't eat a whole baby. Lie down.
Hello, Zara.
Congratulations on the little one.
Thank you.
Yeah, he's tiny.
Just come down to pick my wakey up.
Oh, right, yeah.
I thought I could hear him in the background.
He's just woke up.
Is he? Where is he?
Oh, he's got a bottle in his mouth at the minute. I'm holding him.
Oh, right.
To keep them quiet.
Yeah. That's it, yeah. That's the easiest way to keep them quiet. He likes his food.
Does he?
Takes after me then.
Why?
Absolutely.
Are you relieved after all that time?
Yes.
You are.
Yeah, he's 4 days old now.
Is he?
Oh.
Oh, yeah, because they're allowed out now, aren't they?
Yeah.
They're that young.
But he's 11 days overdue anyway, so...
Oh, well, he's quite,
That means he'll find it hard to get up in the mornings?
No, I doubt it.
He's only £8.5.
Was he? Oh. Well, at least he probably looks like a baby.
Oh, yeah.
Well, some babies come out and they're sort of like 10 or 11 pounds and
look like they should be toddlers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
About 3 months old.
Yeah.
Oh.
God, what if I dropped a bloody lorry or... Yeah.
Well, you're lucky you don't have to give birth.
Yes. I do wish men could go through that sometimes.
Yeah, that would be quite good.
Well, there's only one place it could come out, and that would not be a problem. That Darren. Would not be easy.
Does he sleep? Oh, that's one well, place. I suppose he doesn't quite sleep through the night yet.
No, we've only got to do sort of one feed. He has one at 11, and then he'll go till 2 o'clock, and then 6.
That's yeah. quite good.
So
that's not bad.
Fantastic.
Oh,
so what's his name?
Leo.
Oh. Hello.
Because there's no dog away.
Hello.
No. Bottle.
Yeah, he wants his bottle.
Yeah,
yeah. He's a very hungry baby.
Is Zara looking at him?
No, she's laid back down now.
Oh.
She did look. Mm. But then she was probably walked around children, so she's not yeah. bothered by them. No. I mean, she's not. She's fine.
She likes kids. What I mean. Yeah.
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 Your dog's alright with him.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's done bad on it.
Mm.
Mind you, she's used to your other two, isn't she?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's certainly nice to see you anyway.
Cute, isn't
it? Can you get your birthday cloth so you don't honk on mother?
Oh, yeah, that would be a good idea.
Spit up.
Nice.
Isn't it?
Right, I shall leave you to your meal.
It's nice to see you. Take care.
Yes. See you later.
You take
later.
Care, won't you?
Yeah, I shall.
That fucks on the portis. Speak to you soon.
Pause recording.
Here are you?
Sure am.
Good. We don't have any new desserts. We do have a chocolate fudge cake and a Bailey's cheesecake on the specials board. Yeah, you know more than
I think. Colour Bailey's cheesecake, please. So that's cream and cream.
Yeah.
Yeah. And can I have another piece of porter, please, large one.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
So that's Bailey's
cheesecake.
Yeah, and that's with ice cream and cream.
Yeah, please. And a large piece of porter, please.
Yeah.
I'm too full actually, but I'll just have a cup of tea, please.
Do you want a cup or a mug?
No, a cup's fine.
Okay. Yeah.
Whatever.
Thank you.
Well, folks, that's what I'm having. I shall speak to you soon. All right, folks, I just finished my Bailey's cheesecake and I loved it. Oh, God, on the TV, they got Mrs. Brown's Boy showing. I'm going to have to watch it on iPlayer because you can't hear it properly from here. But I love Mrs. Brown's Boys. That is just so bloody funny. Oh, God. A few weeks ago, I woke up early one morning. It was on a Sunday. It was when Kaz was here, actually. So I went hunting on YouTube for something to watch, and I found this Mrs. Brown's Boys. It was about 2 hours long. It was a live theatre performance. I watched about half an hour of it and I was absolute hysterics. I woke the whole place up.
Is that all okay?
That was lovely, thank you.
Good. Can I get you anything else?
Salt, do you want anything else?
No, I'm fine, thank you.
Are you going to
have an Irish coffee?
I've got a full glass of wine here, really.
Oh, okay.
Could I have the bill?
The bill? Yeah, that's fine.
Could I pay for it here as well? Have you got your mobile machine, Jobby?
I might be able to do it here, yeah, if it
right.
picks up the signal.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, like I say, I absolutely love Mrs. Brown's Boys. What's this song? Oh, I think it's the one that Richardson actually. Not one of his well-known ones.
Yeah, that should work.
Thank you.
It's 49.35.
49.35. Fantastic. Right, hang on a minute. Wrong card. So nice to see Katie tonight.
Yeah, she's in it. That's the first time she's been in since she's had little one.
Yeah.
Bless her.
Yeah. Lovely to see her.
Yeah, she's doing really well.
Yeah, she's had the same.
Okay, let's take that and I'll put that in there for you.
Do you like that?
What?
Mrs. Brown and the boys.
Yeah, I've got all the box sets now.
Yeah, they're hilarious.
Oh,
they're
good,
there we go.
They?
Just
send
you a thing, please.
They're really good. Mrs. Brown's boys. Very funny.
There's not much what I would call good comedy on these days, but that certainly
it
tops
funny,
it.
Yeah.
It's her. Oh, God. My ribs kill me every time I watch that. There was a live theatre performance about 2 hours long on YouTube. I can't remember which one it was.
Yeah.
I was listening to more, watching it one morning in bed. We had some friends around and I was just sitting there roaring.
It is good.
I woke everyone up, it was funny. I absolutely loved it.
There we go, there's your card and your receipt.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yep. Oops, that's sorted out. Mm-hmm. Right, shall I give Neil a ring?
Yeah.
Right. Let's see if you can accommodate.
Drink a drink.
I've already done it.
Oh.
I slammed it down whilst I was getting the money.
Right.
Me, I'm not on your phone. Dad, oh blimey.
Oh, is Elton like
that? No, he's not.
He is.
What the fuck was that went down?
Your cane. Where's
the other
one?
Oh,
there it is.
Right,
bye,
no.
Darren.
See you, honey.
You're not putting your coat on,
eh?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I love this show.
I've lost my other plot, and I haven't been the one that's been. That's weird.
As I said, Tuzik.
That was close,
honey. Didn't
right,
you get your phone and towel down. Oh, mate. Bye, Dad. Oh, my God. Let's go. Right then, guys and girls. See you guys.
Bye.
Right, folks. Let's go, shall we?
Right, Darren.
Not too bad at it.
There we go. Hold on, mate. Wait. Patience is a virtue.
Oh, blimey. I didn't see that door there. Oh.
You didn't run in the...
No, not quite, but I walked into Neil's arm. That's a plain nappy, that is.
No.
It is.
Yes, does
it? Pampers Huggies, that's a nappy.
Never know. Huggies is a different make to Pampers. You don't know much, do you?
Same thing, slightly different.
No.
Bloody hell.
Why is it after you've had something to eat, you get in the car and go,
because I'm full.
But Neil was right.
What?
That you do it after you've
had
you eat and go.
Yeah, it was nice. Bollocks, I got bloody cream on my t-shirt. my t-shirt's been well and truly struggling off. Which one's this?
Uruguay. Colombia and Uruguay.
None of Hannibal's nephews.
Not many in there tonight then?
No, not the tip. They're all, well, they're, what, they're like, they're up the other end, mostly.
There's no one there now, it's only four people.
Yeah. I mean, there was a couple playing darts earlier on, but... Mind you, I like darts anyway. Love darts. What's wrong with darts? It's a good game. I used to enjoy playing it. No. Not unless you're standing in front of me. Used to play against my old CB club in London. Mind you, in all fairness, I was better after a few pints, but...
So when you were lobbing cans into the bin behind the bar...
Yeah.
Was that because you thought you were playing darts?
No. It's because it was just a game that someone started. So everybody, including Richard James, had a go.
God. And yeah, but the difference is Richard James could see.
Not after the amount he had to drink, he couldn't. How he wobbled him on his bike, I'll never know. He always used to go if I want a push bike.
It used to be fun, but I bet it was quite fun.
It was brilliant.
Well,
poor old Harley, no, he managed to bounce the bloody cat, the beer can off of her head straight into the bin. Not deliberately, but I threw the. She called me, you know, I asked her where the bin was, so she tapped it, so I threw it, and it hit her on the head and bounced off into the bin.
She was going along with it, so I
thought. Oh, she didn't care. She was a good old stick, was Eileen. Yeah, she was good fun.
She
was with MSSC for years. She was. Merton Sports and Social Club. Although it should have been called it should have been called MPHC, really.
Why?
Merton Pissheads Club. Well, we used to buy this beer called Summer Lightning. We used to buy the mini pin, which was 9 litres, or the poly pin, which was 18. The small one was 18 litres, and then there was the poly pin, which was 36, something like that. We always used to get through it. Well, 9 times out of 10, and any time we didn't, I used to just pay the difference, and I used to take it home for myself. I'd go home and have a pint or two at home. Because once you open it, because Summer Lightning's is a living beer, because it's an ale, like a living beer, once you open a pin, you've only got about a couple of days to drink it. It's like cider. And I don't think anyone would want me drinking, like, anywhere between 9 and 18 litres of beer in about 3 days. Dad wasn't really a Summer Lightning fan. Mind you, especially after I blew off and he thought the bloody door had rang. That was a lot. Because when I blew off, I went pop, pop, pop. and I'm telling you, it bloody hurt. And he's jumped up, then he jumped up, ran downstairs and opened the front door. And he was like, hello, hello? And I'm upstairs in my bed and I'm thinking,
what is
that? What the bloody hell are you doing down there, you suppy old twat? And, I mean, Tim was in bed on the floor. He was sound, though. He didn't hear a bloody thing. And, well, he knew it happened because I told him about it, but I don't think he was actually compass mentis. Not far. But, yeah, it's about 5 in the morning. So Dad's going to open the front door. And I said, Dad, it wasn't the door. And he said, what was it? I said, it was me, I farted. And he was like, oh, bloody hell. Because he just heard this noise, pop, 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 which woke him up. Yeah, but the thing with Dad in those days, I mean, we're talking about, let's see, 12, 13 years ago now.
He's been up here 12 years.
Yeah, well, he would wake up like that and just instant autopilot wake up. And so, you know, if you hear something, then you go to the noise, don't you? What you think is a noise. In his case, it was about 180 degrees out, but... it was funny, and it was bloody painful. Oh. Oh, I did. I love some lightning. I even got my friend Steve into it. Because whenever Dad used to go to London, I used to send him into the Sultan to get a load of summer lightning for me.
I did say that I'd get this
on. Yeah, but carrying it back would be a problem.
Why? You put it in a big bag.
Well, because I'll get at least 10, 20 bottles, I would.
I'll get
I love it.
3 bottles,
I can carry bottles. Yeah, I love summer lightning. I haven't had that in years.
There we go.
That's fine,
yeah. Thank God. Thanks.
Right then. Yes, Zoggles likes to shake. Oh.
Alright, two left, Darren. Oh. Eight shot.
Right.
Alright.
See you tomorrow.
Three.
Yep. Bloody hell. Right, folks. I think whilst you are spending Zoggles, I'm going to stand out here for a minute and just cool. Whilst you're spending Zoggles, I'm going to stand out here and cool off. Oh, bollocks. Quiet, folks, isn't it? Yeah.
Unless we get some bloody Monjack
again. Oh, yeah, the Monjack deer. Yeah. Yes, folks, I don't know. I can't remember how far back it was now. But there was a... we came back, funnily enough, it was from the maid. And basically, we got back and we were spending Zoggles. Well, no, we got to the front door. And we just heard this weird noise. And then Zoggles just started barking like mad.
And the hackles went up.
Yeah, the hackles and that one, everything. And I'm like thinking, shit, what the fuck's this? So anyway, I'm like,
excuse.
Sorry. I'm like, nah, we're not going to.
What are you putting yours on. Which hang are you putting them on?
What, my coat?
Yeah.
Well, the very M one.
On this one,
right. Okay. Yeah, so basically what happened was we just legged it indoors and I sent a text to the people upstairs asking if anyone saw anything strange. They were away, but hang on a minute. Yeah, so anyway, came indoors, sent a text message to the people upstairs saying that we thought there was something strange going on around the place. And it turns out that they weren't there at the time, but
it sounded like an animal or something in distress.
Yeah, someone or something in distress, that's what it really sounded like.
And I didn't know where, I couldn't get to it.
Yeah.
Sorry, I didn't like it. It stopped when she barked
at it. It actually spooked her, I think. Either that or she was warning us that she thought there was danger.
Maybe.
Well, to be honest with you... Well, you wouldn't want to tangle with one. Well, they're all muscle. Oh, not indoors it wouldn't, but...
I don't think it was close to us. It didn't sound
like
that.
Well, not sure exactly, but I know there were muntjacs in the area. Because that's what... because they have been sighted recently, or very recently.
Lord's Knight's notification.
And,
A mission was completed in my hideaway.
So, yeah. And that's that little story. Yeah, I reckon it should publish. Right, where's my slippers? Where's my slippers? Right, folkies and folkettes. On that note, I am going to publish this. Take care, all. Hope you've enjoyed this boo. We certainly enjoyed being out tonight. As we always do, we enjoy the maid. It's probably our favourite of places. You know, like for nighttime meals, that sort of thing. It certainly is something that we do very much enjoy. Alright, folks, take care. And we'll speak to you all again soon. Bye for now.
Pause recording.